views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm here with my co-host, Charlene Hess. Welcome to the show, everyone. Welcome to the show, Charlene.
Thank you, Cornelia. I'm so excited to be here.
Me too, because we have an extraordinary show lined up for everybody today. It's kind of a, we have a lot to cover, and it's kind of a bittersweet day because today is your 6-month anniversary here as a radio co-host with me on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. 6 months ago, I invited you to be part of this experience, and you said yes. And so for 6 months, you have been creating momentum, sharing your wisdom, sharing your insight, helping people step into their calling. And you've just done extraordinary well. And it's created such a huge momentum. And I'm so proud of you. And it's been an honor to be here with you. And the other thing that the good news is that you've decided to keep it going and that you're now going to be hosting your own radio show right here on this channel. And so that's the exciting thing that's happening today. I want to tell everybody that that tunes into you specifically, that loves the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and they can still listen to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, but Charlene is going to have her own station, her own show now, and that's going to be on the third Friday of every single month. So it's still all going to be the same, except for it's going to be the Charlene Hess Show. But she's going to reveal to us in just a little bit what the name of her show is and what that's all going to be about. But right now, I want you all to get a pen and a paper and get ready for this extraordinary show that we're going to take you through, because we're going to talk about the ego today. And through my own discovery with the ego, letting go of your ego is really transforming that relationship. It's painful. It's painful. Yes. So many of you might find yourself in this time period right now, because collectively that's what's on the planet. What's happening is surrendering to the ego. And a lot of teachers out there, they teach that to get rid of your ego. And everybody has their own journey. So one of the beautiful things about becoming your own authority is that when you're your own authority, then it's the world according to you. And that's why it's so important to step into your own authority and really discover what does the ego mean to you? What does this journey mean to you? So Charlene is going to share with us her insight and her truth about the discovery that she's made around her ego. She's also going to take callers on the show today. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. And so feel free to call in if you want her to take you through a process today. I'm going to give the number again, 1-800-930-2819. So you're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Charlene Hess, and we're talking about the ego. So Charlene, it's been quite a journey for you, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it has. You know, part of doing the radio show, you know, when you invited me to do this radio show 6 months ago, what I would say is kind of a bit of the beginning process of me really being challenged to step up and take a look at what exactly is my ego. You know, you and I have done a lot of work on, you know, what is the ego and, you know, even learning what does that word even mean. And then there's, like you said, there's so many teachers out there who talk about the ego, you know, to get rid of the ego, kill the ego must die. You shouldn't have an ego. And then that, you know, you need your ego. So it's like, I want to start with talking about, well, what exactly is your ego? Like, what is your ego? And I really like that you did talk about, Cornelia, that you are your own authority. Everybody is their own authority in their life. And I truly do believe that. And so as I'm sharing this information, this is the world according to Charlene. So I'm just going to share with you what my experience has been, what has opened up in my heart, the understandings, the teachings that I have adopted, the things that have spoken to me. And if any of this speaks to you, wonderful. And if you completely disagree, wonderful. It's perfectly fine, because it's really about finding out what works for you and making that peace inside your own self. So ultimately, you know, what is your ego? And so my understanding of ego is really, it's this part of you that starts when you're very young. So when you're first born and brought into the world, you are just this little entity, and you don't have any concept of, you know, right or wrong or good or bad or acceptable or unacceptable. You just are. You just exist. And so much love is poured out on you, and you just live in this love as this little baby, and you just have this amazing connection to yourself and to everything around you. And then as we grow up and we get a little bit older and we start to learn and we observe our environment, we start to learn and pick up these different, we pick up these belief systems. You know, we do something and we learn, you know, like Mo got it. I've just finished reading the book Solve for Happy, which is absolutely brilliant. And I love his explanation of the development of your ego. And in it, he talks about how as you observe different things, you either are going to get praise, which feels really good. And you go, oh, okay, I said, mama, I'm going to get praise. And so then you start forming words and you start doing this thing. And then you start to walk and you get all of this praise. And so you start to learn and filter, like, okay, I know that this is good, this is bad. Or then you do something like, you know, pick your nose, and then you learn, oh no, bad, don't do that. And you learn, oh, okay, so that's a bad thing. That gets me the attention I don't want. So you start behaving and acting and interacting in this way of knowing that if I do this, I will get praise. If I do this, I will I don't want to say ridiculed, but you'll be, you know, looked down upon, or you get negative feedback. So you either get positive feedback or negative feedback. And then we go through our whole lives learning, like, oh, okay, we observe, we, as the observer, we see this works, this doesn't. And then we go through our lives and we start performing. And as we start performing, we are performing according to the environment that we are in, as far as what is going to give us positive attention, what is going to give us negative attention. And thus forms the beginning of our ego. And then as we go through our life and we have these various different experiences, we put on these different armors. Because let's say, you know, you're in a situation where you do something that you think is totally fine and you get scolded for it. Or you act in a way which you're just acting out of your open heart and you get a negative reaction for it. You instantly put on this guard or this armor, because you learn this limiting belief system begins to form of, I can't act that way or be that way because I'm going to get this negative attention. And so that's essentially the beginning of the ego and how the ego is formed, is looking at our environment, finding what is positive feedback, what is negative feedback. We naturally seek out positive feedback. And so we put on a performance of, this is now who I am according to the environment that I'm in.
You know what I love about that, Charlene? It's kind of like ego 101. Ego 101. That's a beautiful way to talk about it. It's basic ego, ego 101. And you know what, Charlene? We have a caller on the phone. And guess what? Her name is Charlene.
Oh, interesting.
So you ready for taking Charlene on?
Okay.
Charlene, you're on the air on the Cornelia Stephanie Show.
Hi, Cornelia. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Charlene.
So, I believe in embracing all aspects of the ego.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we deny any aspect of ourselves, you're not loving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you come to an understanding of yourself through the ego. Why
mm-hmm.
you do things, the different masks we wear, and to deny any aspect of ourselves is not self-love.
Mm-hmm.
It really
exactly.
isn't.
Exactly.
Yeah. We have to learn to love all aspects of ourselves, including the ego.
Yes.
I just found that anyways.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that, Charlene. And I 100%
yeah.
agree. You're absolutely right. And that actually brings me into the next piece, which is learning that to have your ego is not something that is bad. It just is. And so what happens as we go through this life is we can develop a negative or a unhealthy or dysfunctional relationship with our ego. So as we go through and we put on this armor that we're using to protect ourselves, this is what starts to create an unhealthy relationship, because we start to seek out just the positive information. We seek out just the positive feedback because we're afraid to have that negative feedback, because that was instilled in us from the time that we were small. And so because we're seeking only this positive experience, we start to put this armor on, and this armor that we're using to protect us from these negative experiences or this negative feedback is the very thing that blocks our heart and holds us back. And so absolutely, to not deny any part of your ego, but as I'm going to go through and explain further as we continue on in our show, is what does it mean to break up with your ego? And what that is about letting go of the unhealthy relationship and letting go of your wounded ego so that you can develop a healthy relationship and learn to have that beautiful balance and that dance of living inside your heart and living inside your ego.
I love what both of you said, Charlene and Charlene. Charlene, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am. And awesome. I'm going to keep listening.
Awesome. Well,
okay,
I just want to thank
for calling
you so
in.
Much for calling
thank
in. But
you.
Before you take off, I want to ask you one question. So have you found in your journey with this wisdom that you just shared about loving the ego, embracing all parts of ourselves, which is absolutely essential, did you find that was a challenge?
It's how we heal. It's denying any aspect of, and even our wounds or anything. It's how we actually heal and come into the wholeness of being heart-centered again, loving ourselves totally in wholeness. But when we deny any aspect of ourselves through any part of our lives, That's like saying I don't love you, and that's what we're trying to do in this world, is to heal ourselves.
That's beautiful.
From different programs and things like that, the things that have been instilled inside mm-hmm. of us, saying that we aren't strong and you know there's something wrong with us, and we're all beautiful.
Yes.
We're all beautiful.
And Charlene, how did you hear about the Cornelia Stephanie Show? Are you a fan of the show?
I follow Transformation Talk Radio. I am like one of the number one fans. I follow it. My favorite. I love everything about Transformation Talk Radio.
Me too.
It's just, yep.
I do too.
And so I do. I follow Cornelia. I follow you, Charlene. Transformation Talk Radio has opened me up to a whole new world.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful, thank you.
Charlene. Thank you so much. And keep sharing your wisdom and your love like you are. And thanks so much for calling in. And call in again, okay? Because we want to hear from you again.
I will.
Before you hang up, Charlene, I want to make sure that you get your information to Carter, because as one of my free giveaways today is it's a free 30-minute coaching session for the first two callers. And so you're the first caller. And so make sure you give your information to Carter to take advantage of your free coaching session.
Oh, thank you.
Super awesome. I love it when this magic happens like this. So we're going to go take a quick break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we'll be right back with Charlene Hess and Cornelia Stephanie.
Wow. How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at CharleneHess.com.
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit PureLightAudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with Charlene Hess, my co-host. And thank you so much, Charlene, for calling in and blessing us with your wisdom and your good juju and your good insight about what the ego means to you. And because we're talking about the ego today. Mm-hmm. And anybody that wants to call in, call us at 1-800-930-2819. We want to hear from you. And Charlene is here if you have a question and you want to have some help with anything, or if you want to share your insight and your wisdom, please call us at 1-800-930-2819. And so now let's continue, Charlene, with your definition of what we're doing with the ego.
Okay. I think that that was a really great input that Charlene had about really understanding that it's not about letting go of a part of yourself, that it really is about loving yourself, loving all of yourself, and loving all of the masks that you wear, being aware of all of the masks that you have. And so that's really, you know, the first part of, and I'm going to stick with the term breaking up with your ego. And I want to clarify that what I mean by breaking up with your ego is healing the relationship, healing the negative relationship with the ego that is the wounded ego, the one that is trying to protect you, the part of you that wants to hold you back, the part of you that wants to keep you safe, which in turn keeps you stuck. And so if you're not the ego, then what are you? Then let's look at, well, you are your heart. So then what is your heart? And so for me, the way that I see it is that when we are born and when we come here, we are this amazing, beautiful, divine light. We have this light that's inside of us. And as we go through life, we adopt this physicality, this physical form, our body, our ideas, our thoughts, our language, our accent, the way that we look, the way that we present ourselves into the world. And this body, this physical form, this, let's say, our ego, right? Because our ego is all of these things, which is like what Charlene said when she called in. You know, you can't deny any part of yourself. It would be like cutting off your arm and say, well, I don't need this part, or I'm going to cut off my leg. I don't need that part. No, we need all of the parts. But when we have that place where we're coming from that wounded ego, and we've like put this barricade over our hearts, it's like our heart's desire is to return back to source more than anything else, everything that's in our heart. So when we have this desire in our heart, this thought, this idea, this longing, this yearning, it really truly is this inner part of ourselves that wants to stay connected to the source energy from where it came. It wants to connect to all of the other source energies that are in every single human being. And we call that connection. And so we long for this connection. We long for our heart to connect to other people, to connect to source energy, to connect to God, whatever it is that you want to call it, but this divine universal consciousness that's there. And so that is the place where I'm at in my life, where I realize that I have been spending so much time tapping into this place, this heart that I now understand, this thing that's beating in my chest, this vibrational frequency, this energy is reaching out to connect to all of the other hearts that are out there, as well as ultimately connect to divine source of where this thing came from, this where I came from, where me, I without the ego, the heart energy. And so taking time to become self-aware is the first step in breaking up with your wounded ego, is to really be able to look. And, you know, I went through a long time as I first kind of started my self-awareness journey, Cornelia, of kind of thinking that everybody's self-aware. And so I would communicate with people and talk to people and have conversations from this place of self-awareness. And they would just look at me, you know, like deer in the headlights, like, okay, what are you talking about? You're okay, huh? And it's like, I just recently had this kind of aha that like, not everybody is self-aware. Not everybody comes from that place. And so I started to have these expectations that people would interact with me in a certain way, assuming that they're on the same plane of self-awareness that I am. And it was just an opportunity for my ego to set itself up for more disappointment. Mm-hmm. Because I'm in this like for me, my heart, like the heart of me is really also kind of what I call my little girl, sort of like my inner child, that tapping into that light, playful, exuberant self who's not self-conscious, who's not worried about doing it right, who just wants to express herself and play, which I tap into her a lot, and I'm tapping into her more and more and more frequently. And I often have experiences where I feel like she's getting scolded. And as soon as I have that experience of where I'm feeling scolded, I shut down. Like that little girl goes and she hides, she pulls the covers over her head, and then the ego Charlene shows up. Mm-hmm. And the ego Charlene has it all together. She's got it all figured out. She can perform. She can be whoever it is that you want to be. I have this like chameleon And I discovered her. I was able to break all of this down of, you know, what are all these masks that I have? Who are they? And if you listen to any of the previous shows where I talked about getting to know the monkeys in your meditation. And so that process that I went through in the first five shows that we did of the seven steps of discovering your calling of, you know, learning who you are, of that living on purpose, was spending time in meditation, really getting settled and clear and listening to all of these aspects of yourself that are coming up, all of these different voices and identities of your ego, learning to give each and every one of them a place and a space and a voice, to not shut them up, to not ignore them or pretend that they don't exist, but to actually give them a space, to give them a voice, to give these aspects of you a place to be free and express and heal. And the healing really starts to become transformative when you stay in this place of self-awareness.
And so, Charlene, what I want to do is tell the listeners, because when you brought up the monkeys, it reminded me again of the amazing shows that we did over the last 6 months, and that there was so much wisdom that was shared there. Let's tell everybody where they can, if they haven't listened to them yet, they can go to your website, and that they're all archived there.
Yes.
And so that everybody, you know, they can take their time and put them in their iPhone and or podcast and listen to them at any point in time. And so where can they find that information?
CharleneHess.com, my website, and you're going to go to Empowerment Coach, because there's three sections. There's my empowerment coaching, there's my fitness section, and the beauty section. And so the empowerment coach section, and then you will find media. And so under the media tab, you can go in, and all of my radio, past radio shows of Transformation Talk Radio. And if you go by the date, they kind of go in a sequential order, starting with step one. It's a seven-step process. I'm also in the process of putting together an online program where I take people through this seven-step process. But yeah, you can listen to all of the previous radio shows that are on there.
And they can follow you on Facebook. They can follow you on Facebook.
Follow me on Facebook. Just Charlene Hess. And
Good. And then today you've got some free giveaways. What was the, what's the giveaway?
So the giveaway is a free 30-minute coaching session to the first two callers. So we gave one of those away to Charlene already. And so the next caller will be receiving that as well. But I'm also doing free consultations all the time. And so you can contact me at livingwhole@charlenehess.com. And I'm thrilled to be able to talk to you, do free consultations, and just talk about whatever, wherever you're at.
Awesome. And call us on the show today, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So we're going to take, is it time? No, we still have time.
Yes.
We don't have to take a break yet. So let's continue.
Okay. So the next step, as you become felt self-aware, you know, the thing that your ego is doing is it's protecting you. And so the ego is going to often show up as fear. And so really facing your fears is the most powerful step that you can take and breaking up with your wounded ego, because your ego is so afraid. So that very thing that you're afraid of, the thing that your heart is asking you to do, but the thing that you're also feeling the fear about, dive right in and do it. Stare it square in the face, jump in and do the very thing that you're afraid of. I've had this experience. In fact, that's actually one of our previous shows about face your fears and do it anyway. And I shared a story about when I climbed Angel's Landing. I was so terrified. I knew that I wanted to have the experience and I wanted to face my fear and I wanted to do that. And that was definitely one piece of my ego letting go. But let me tell you about what I'm doing right now. Okay. This has been intense. So I've been following Kyle Cease and doing his Evolving Out Loud journey. And when I went to LA to see him live at the Dolby, he gave everybody this challenge. So for 90 days, first it was, what are the very things that you're afraid of? What is it that your heart is calling you to do that scares the crap out of you? And so for me, mine is, I am afraid of being seen. But My heart is crying. My heart is begging for me to come out and to share my light, to share my message, to share my gift, to shine. But my ego is terrified. I'm talking so afraid because my ego has been taught that I'm supposed to be perfect, that I'm not allowed to make a mistake, that I can't do it wrong, that what other people think about me is very important, because if somebody thinks negatively of me, then that means that I'm not okay. That I started to identify myself through what other people thought of me. That was part of the role of developing my ego as I was growing up. So the idea of being really vulnerable and being seen, I can do that in a very controlled way. And that's how I spent the first 6 months of these radio shows with you, Cornelia. It was very, I wrote out the script. I had it all down. I knew just what I wanted to talk about. I had my 7-step process. And I noticed that I was going towards the last couple of shows, I started to lose my inspiration. Mm. I started to feel like I was just, you know, talking about something that I'd already talked about. And it was because there was this part of me that there was more. There was so much more that was bigger and deeper, but it was this deep, vulnerable place that I hadn't fully tapped into yet to expose myself in that way because I was too busy trying to do it right. And, you know, like the conversations I'd have back and forth with you is, am I supposed to do this now? What am I supposed to say here? And when do we do this? And when do we do that? And it's very constrictive. So in this event at the Evolving Out Loud event that I went to, one of the challenges was to, for 90 days, to make a video of yourself, one video a day, sharing a vulnerability, something like just showing your vulnerability and do it for, you know, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Just make a video every day to show yourself in this way. And he gave the option, if it pushes you, to put it on Facebook, to put it on YouTube, to share it with the world. And so for me, because I want my, like, I know that my work is to be seen. I know that I came here to speak, that I was given this voice to be able to reach out and touch other people. And so that's my calling. And I keep holding myself back from my calling by trying to control and manipulate how I show up. And so I decided to take this challenge to, for, I committed to 30 days because I was too chicken to do the 90 days, but I've just transformed that and I've committed to the full 90 days. And so for the last 30 days, today is day 30, I have been putting myself out there like raw, real, vulnerable, exposed, sharing my heart and putting it there on Facebook for everybody to see, putting it on my YouTube channel for everybody to see. I put it on my website. And it just has been the most transformational experience that I can even imagine. And like really beyond words, what has happened to me in the last 30 days of taking this challenge because of facing this fear in this way.
You know what my motto is about vulnerability.
Tell me.
My motto on vulnerability is being vulnerable is the new strength.
Yes.
So showing yourself in your vulnerable state, that is showing your strength because we've always been conditioned to not show our vulnerability. And that's part of we've been so conditioned. And because it would be perceived that if we're vulnerable, when we show our raw self, when we're not scripted, when we're just being ourselves, being our truest self, that there is considered a weakness in that. And that is so not true. It's exactly the opposite. That it takes great strength to show your vulnerability and being vulnerable. And I just want to offer a lot of compassion right now there's many people that are experiencing challenges with being vulnerable right now.
Yes.
Big time. And it's all part of the conditioning is, you know, we've all had to suck it up and get on with it and make our way. And showing ourselves in our vulnerability, showing that it's actually okay. Men especially have a hard time with this. Mm-hmm. It just depends on, you know, where you are in your journey. But I know, like in my coaching right now with different men in my reality, is there's definitely some challenges going on with them being able to be in their vulnerability, and that's part of the unearthing that's happening on the planet right now, is for the divine feminine to show the way that it's okay for us to be vulnerable and for us to be for us to still be okay and whatever it is, and that there's strength in that. Yes. Amazing strength. So kudos to you, Charlene, for making the commitment. First, when you say I chickened out and only did it for 30 days, shit, it's like making a commitment for 30 days to make a video. That's like huge. It's like a huge, but again, you know what? Here's the thing that I know about you, that as soon as somebody gives you a challenge, that's one of the things about you, is that when somebody gives you a challenge, you are going to take that challenge, and you know, you're going to make it turn into alchemy. That's what I know about you. And so this is what I've seen you do with these videos that you're doing, which you want to tell people where they can see those on your Facebook and on your YouTube channel. About how you've just been showing yourself all the way, showing your rawness and showing your journey, yes, and how strong that is. And so I applaud you, and kudos to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So my YouTube channel is Charlene Hess, and the playlist is my vulnerability vlog, and it's my Evolving Out Loud journey. Yeah, so making these videos has been really intense. And so today's day 30. I'm going to go ahead and do the full 90-day challenge because I really am evolving out loud. And the thing about vulnerability that I've discovered, Cornelia, is that when you are vulnerable and you expose yourself, the scary part is that people can attack you and people can really rip you apart. I remember when I first heard Brené Brown talk about how when she would have these people that would write her these horrific things and attack her. And I was thinking, Brené Brown, like, how could anybody say anything negative about this amazing woman who is like the guru on vulnerability? Like she started this movement with all of her books, and it just was like, it's just universal. It's you will touch other people's egos and they will attack you. And when they attack you, they're attacking you from their egoic place. And so to really have compassion for them, to have compassion for that, and to know that you don't have to take it. You don't like have to stand there in the line of fire, but you can also just bless them and move on. I actually have a whole video on that of when I was attacked as part of it. And so becoming self-aware, doing the thing that scares you, you know, it doesn't have to be making a video every day of yourself being vulnerable, but being vulnerable is so important. That is the part of facing your fear. That is the part that's going to develop a really, like, you need to give your ego new information, because your ego can only measure what it's going to lose. And so as you start letting go and breaking up with your ego, as you start pulling away from your ego being the one in control, it is scared to death and it feels like death. Like literal death. And so the ego is going to do everything it can to hold on. But if you can demonstrate, if you can start living from this place of your heart where you just are afraid and you're scared and you're vulnerable and you show up and you admit it and you do the thing that scares you, and your ego learns, like, I didn't die. Oh my gosh, we did this thing and I didn't die and I'm still here and I'm still standing. Okay, phew. Okay, it's going to be okay. And then you do the next thing that scares you. And you have the same experience. And then you do the next thing that scares you. And before you know it, your ego has grown and expanded in this really beautiful way where you're now in this awesome dance with your heart and your ego. And you have this open communication and this conversation. And, you know, and that leads me to radical honesty, which is this whole other thing that I've been experiencing in my breakup with my ego that we'll talk about when we come back from our break.
Yeah, I love that, you know, because it reminds me of the story. It reminds me of the story of, I think it was 2009 is when I actually began working with my ego, because I was already taking deep leaps at that particular point in time. Mm-hmm. And it was 2009, and it was December of 2009, and I was about to take a huge leap. And then the ego was screaming at me out of the top of its lungs and going, "What about me? What about me?" Right?
Yes.
And it was like, "What about me?" And I said, "Listen, I go, I get it. I totally get it. I know that you're frightened and I know that you're afraid. And I want to thank you for protecting me all these years. But listen to me, I'm not going to be able to do, I'm not going to be able to be moving into my heart and taking action from my heart with you screaming at me mm-hmm. Out of the top of your lungs every, you know, 5 freaking seconds. And I really need to be able to make decisions. And so then I made a deal with my ego and I said, okay, would you, let's do this. I know that you don't trust me yet. The relationship is shifting. Mm-hmm. We're going to be living from the heart and you're going to see and you're going to trust me just like I trusted you. So I trusted you back then and you were in charge and now my heart is in charge. And I said, okay, so would you allow me for the next 30 days to make these decisions based on the heart? And then if in 30 days from now, if you don't really feel like, okay, we're doing good, then you can speak up again, but you need to stop screaming.
I love that
story. It was having this wonderful, relationship. And that's really how I started shifting the relationship with my ego, which is very painful to do because the ego just, again, wants to make sure that you're safe and that you're taken care of and that you're in a good spot. And, so that took place for like from 2009 to 2011. I was doing that journey. And then the big one came. And in 2011, I heard the voice say, "I want you to surrender your ego to your soul." Mm. And that was another surrender the ego to the soul, which means because we're in soul embodiment now, we're embodying the soul. That's you know what we're doing. And I want you to surrender to the ego, to the soul. And that was another huge leap, and it was very painful. And I was sitting weeping for hours and hours and hours and hours, and I did it. And so it's a painful process, but it's a beautiful process when we can do that. So thank you so much for bringing this topic up because, again, this is a huge process for people. And it's all part of our soul's evolution. It's all part of our awakening journey and is really to love the ego free. So, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Charlene Hess on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Thanks so much for listening and tuning in.
Find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Welcome back. You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm Charlene Hess, and today our topic is breaking up with your ego. And I also want to invite you to listen in on the third Friday of every month as we move forward. I'm going to be continuing these radio shows, but as Cornelia mentioned earlier, I have taken the next big leap here of facing my fears and embracing this new relationship with my ego, and I am going to be starting my own radio show. It is going to be called Living on Your Heart's Edge with Charlene Hess, and I'm going to be taking callers, and we're going to be really diving in and talking about what does it mean to live on your heart's edge. I'm going to be bringing several people on the show. I'm going to be interviewing them, demonstrating what that looks like and what that means and how to stay connected in that way. And I'm super excited because one of my first two shows, I'm going to be bringing on one of my favorite people in the world, Seja Day, who just happens to also be my daughter, who is really demonstrating living on her heart's edge as she's been traveling through South America for the last 3 months by herself. And amazing experience. And so that's going to be the third Friday of every month. So it's going to be August 17th. So put these on your calendar so you can be sure to listen in. You can be sure to call in and so that we can, you know, bring you in on the radio show. And then September 21st will be the next one and then so on. So the third Friday of every month, you can tune in and listen to Living on Your Heart's Edge with Charlene Hess as I will be taking that next leap out of my ego into my heart and stepping up into my fear of being seen and taking on my own radio show without Cornelia holding my hand.
You're going to be so great.
Yes. So as we continue on, I would like to encourage you. We've got just about 10 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, if you have something that you want to share, or if you have a question, or if you just want to have a comment, or if you just want to have your voice be heard live on the radio, Cornelia, will you give the phone number again?
1-800-930-2819.
1-800-930-2819. Thank you so much.
Sure.
So as we continue on, I want to talk about, you know, as we were talking about letting go of your ego, facing your fear, letting go of expectations, and adopting radical honesty. So that is another huge piece, and that may be a whole show in itself, Cornelia, of radical honesty. What even is radical honesty? And as I began to understand this concept, and I just got the book and I'm reading Practicing Radical Honesty, it is blowing my mind at when you get real, I mean, when you get really real and you realize how much we lie constantly on this like constantly ongoing basis of the smallest little thing to the big, deep, dark secret that we're trying to hide from everybody. every little, you know, it can be in many things. And when you start to adopt practicing radical honesty, where you start communicating from a place of where I'm going to tell you truly how I feel, what I think, where I'm at, what I desire, your whole world changes. All of a sudden, you have this awareness of all of these unspoken expectations that you didn't even know you had. And that was a huge experience that I went through this past week of realizing all of these assumptions and expectations that I have been operating under and how much it has really imprisoned me in my mind because these people weren't performing the way that I wanted them to perform or doing the thing that I wanted them to do because they weren't operating from the same level of self-awareness that I am. And so there was just this like assumptions. And so I pulled out my book, The Four Agreements, and I reread that again of learning, never assume anything. And just have really been in the last couple of weeks practicing radical honesty with everyone in my life. And it is really powerful. First and foremost, I'm practicing radical honesty with myself. And so as part of releasing, letting go of your ego and breaking up, so many things come up, awarenesses of these belief systems that you've had, of these ideas, and you have to start letting them go. And so I just had that experience this week where I don't know if you all have heard, you know, the term, the dark night of the soul, you know, where you just tap into this depth of pain that really, truly is a grieving process, like grieving death. I have experienced the loss of my mother. I have experienced the loss of my brother to suicide. I have experienced the loss of my sister. I have had, you know, the experience of loss of divorce, the loss of becoming an empty nester. Like I have experienced a lot of loss. And this experience that I went through this last week, this dark night of the soul, where my heart just broke so wide open as I was practicing radical honesty with myself, as I was practicing letting go of my ego, letting go of these expectations that I have of myself, letting go of these expectations that I have of all of these other people, people I don't even know. Right? Just, I have expectations of my listeners. I expect, you know, I expect so many people to do these things. It's just like all these unspoken things. And when you get real with yourself, like get real with yourself and ask and look at all of the expectations that you have of everybody and everything in your life. Be radically honest. Communicate in a way with yourself first, because if you start communicating radical honesty before you deal with your expectations, you're going to probably hurt a lot of feelings. You can step on a lot of toes. And so I really want to say, be radically honest with yourself first, so that when you do practice radical honesty with somebody else, you're not coming from a wounded egoic place of attack, but that you're coming from this place of, wow, this is really where I'm at. It's so vulnerable. I cried, Cornelia, sobbed, went through a box of tissue, cried. That was equivalent to the death of my mother. That was equivalent to the end of my 19-year marriage and all of the hopes and dreams that I had. And, you know, when you're in this place of absolute loss and letting go, like you want to grasp onto anything to get you out of this pain because it's so intense. And so I, you know, my ego kept wanting to like put all these people in there, like, well, it's this person and it's that person and it's about this and it's about that. And I was able to keep coming back to my heart and realize, no, I'm just letting go of expectations. I'm just letting go of stories. I'm just letting go of my ego. I'm just letting go of my ego. I'm letting go of all the lies. I'm letting go of all the false beliefs. Yeah, but really it's about this person. They did this, and that person who said they were going to do this and they didn't do it. And this person who you had this relationship with and they showed up in this way and now they're not showing up in that way anymore. And you like want to call them, or you want to call a friend, or you want to like get a glass of wine, or you want to like find something, anything to like stop this pain, to distract yourself. But if you don't, if you just stay with it, if you stay with it and you just let the cry come, you let the sob come, it's like the clouds, the thunder, the lightning, the storm, the hurricane. It goes. And once it's gone, it's gone. And the freedom and the lightness on the other side is so incredible. Like, now I understand what it means to really be open and vulnerable with myself. I'm in such this naked place right now. I'm like the little baby there in my diaper, just completely naked, letting go of all the things and feeling so raw. It's this brand new place. It's shaky. It's scary. It's really unfamiliar, but it feels really good. It's like, I'm really like, I think I can do this. I think I can live from this place. You know, like when we started the show, it's like, I'm a whole new nervous. Like I'm in a whole new different place of nervous doing this show because I'm not showing up from my ego. I'm showing up with my heart, and my heart's like sitting there. And it's like, that's what it means to live on your heart's edge. Mm-hmm. I am now living on my heart's edge where I'm willing to make a mess. I'm willing to make a mess and know that I can clean it up later. I'm willing to screw it up. Like Kyle Cease's book that he wrote, I Hope I Screw This Up, How Falling in Love with Your Fears Can Change the World. It's like, yeah, I might totally screw this up. I might say the wrong thing. I might give too much information. I might, you know, as I'm practicing radical honesty and being vulnerable and sharing my heart, I said at one point when I was making one of my videos, it would be easier to show you my ass than it is to show you my heart because it's wow. So protected.
Wow. I want us to close it out from here because we've got 30 seconds. It would be easier to show you my ass than it would be to show you my heart is what you said. That's profound. That's profound. It was an amazing show. Thank you, everybody, for listening and tuning in. And congratulations to you, Charlene, for letting go of your ego and living from your heart and then showing the way. So thank you so much for listening and tuning in. And be sure to tune in to the Charlene Hess Show on the third Friday of every month. Yay!
Living Namaste. On your heart's edge. Yay.
You've been listening to The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.